Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Welcome to the Gifts of the Universe. Chris Wilcock here. Tonight, we're going to be doing episode 24. In this episode, I'm going to have a discussion with four of my very good friends about the Law of Attraction and some of the concepts that we talk about here on the Gifts of the Universe. They have all read my book, and they are very familiar with the concepts of the Law of Attraction. In fact, Robin is one of the individuals who I have learned a great deal from in the 15 years that I've known her. I have known these guys for many years, and they've all been very instrumental in giving me great advice over the years. So tonight, I'm going to have an opportunity to ask them their opinions on these topics and get their thoughts around various concepts from the Law of Attraction. So welcome, guys. Thanks for joining me on the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. So like I said, tonight we have Robin, Mark, John, and Faisal. Hi, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
All right, let's start with Robin. Ladies first, of course, guys. So thanks, Robin, for being here. Thanks to everybody. Robin, so tonight, like I said, your experience and your exposure with the Law of Attraction is very extensive and something that you've studied over the years. So I'd like to get your thoughts. So like I said, Robin, you've worked with the Law of Attraction throughout your life. What is the most important thing for our listeners to understand about the Law of Attraction from your perspective?
Oh, that's a really good question, Chris. Like you said, I have been practicing probably ever since I was really young. I didn't know at the time when I was in my younger years what it was called. I didn't know it was the Law of Attraction, but it's just something that I think I was taught. And it's really about your belief system. So it's just how I think it was ingrained in me in a very young age, just the power of, it's more than the power of positive thinking. It's more about what you actually believe and what you have faith in. So I think if as people learn and research the Law of Attraction, they talk about how, you know, it's really connected to your thoughts, and what gives power to the thought is the actual feeling. So it's the energy that you exude and the feeling that you put out there that helps you manifest what it is that you want to attract into your life. So having said that, I think that there's this a little bit of a misconception around the Law of Attraction and how to how this actually works. Sometimes people will think that, oh, it's about just being positive all the time. And it's, you know, it is the power of positive thinking, but it's also more about when you want to attract something into your life, you have to actually believe that it's possible. And you, it's really the belief that's behind it. And that is what actually, if they say that it's the feeling that gives power to the thought, that helps you actually manifest it. Well, what actually generates the feeling is the belief behind it. So just have it for example, what if you don't believe in something? What do you feel?
probably negativity around that, sort of, a disbelief.
If you had to name the feeling, any of you guys, like, what is the feeling that happens when you don't believe something? What surfaces inside you? What do you actually start to feel?
Doubt.
Exactly. So the minute we start to water the seed of doubt, it pretty much will negate like whatever you're trying to manifest. And sometimes it happens on this, like the smallest level. It could be really subconscious, but the minute you actually, so you have to believe it with conviction. And I honestly, I don't know how many examples I can cite to you in my life where this is actually true. And I know I have many examples of where even the slightest bit of doubt has seeped in, and which has probably prevented me from attracting something that I've wanted or manifesting something that I've wanted. So.
Yeah, no, that's bang on, Robin. I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, I've said it several times on this show and throughout my book, but for me, the law of attraction is exactly what you said. It's about the focus, right? Whatever you focus on is what you draw to you, right? If you focus on the negative side of something, you will bring more of that to you, just as if you were trying to bring something positive to you, right? So for me, kind of an example is, let me give an example here, right? What I mean by negative and positive, right? So I'm not referring to having a positive outlook, you know, although that's very important. What I mean is, let's say you want a job or a relationship and you're in a job or you're in a relationship and you don't like it, it's not working for you. Let's say, you know, you hate that job and every day you bitch about that job or relationship, but you spend a lot of time saying what is wrong with it, right? You're going to focus on the negative side of that and you're going to draw it to yourself, right? If you're focusing on something positive and you want to draw something positive yourself, but you don't believe that you deserve it or that you should have it, then you will not be able to draw it to you. It's exactly what you said, Robin, about the, you must believe it, right?
Yeah.
I think the big thing, though, is belief is definitely in faith in it, but you also have to have something, some sort of action or something to back it up with, whether it's setting goals or doing something to sit and just be positive and have faith that it'll work is, although it will change your mindset, you also have to have some sort of action. You have to be able to help that positivity along as well, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, and John, I agree with that too, but I mean, a lot of people, they say they want something, right? And they have the drive for something, they have an intention statement, they work towards it, just like Robin said, and they're focused on it, but then they really don't think they can have it, right? They waste a lot of energy focusing on what I call the negative, right? Like they don't deserve it, they don't think they can have it. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about the belief. If you believe it's doable and desirable and something that you can actually achieve, I think you can do it, right? I think it's using your energy towards the positive side of things rather than what most people do is they say, I'm going to do this year. I'm going to lose 30 pounds this year. But every day they talk to themselves, you know, in their own minds, in their own heads, that they can't do it, right? They really don't believe they can. They feel like they're tricking themselves, right?
A good example of what John is talking about is, you know, just to kind of illustrate what John's point is, that it's, for example, somebody who keeps saying that, oh, I'm going to win the lottery. But it's like, well, did you buy a ticket?
You actually have
to buy the ticket in order to buy the lottery. So you do have to take some action, right? But again, it also is, it's connected, right? You can't just have the belief. But if I may actually share an example that does illustrate this from a slightly different perspective than from like goal setting or trying to manifest something, is sometimes it's hard to understand how does the law of attraction apply to something that's a little bit intangible, like maybe your health or something. So I grew up, I was born with a respiratory illness. So I was, as a child, I was in the hospital a lot. I was sick a lot. So somebody might perceive that as a negative thing, right? So I could sit there and dwell. I could sit there feeling sorry for myself that I was always sick and have all these negative thoughts, right? So, and then, you know, you just keep making yourself more and more sick. But like for me, I actually had a genetic reason that I was getting sick, but that didn't necessarily, like, I accepted that even as a young child. I knew that that was my reality. I didn't know anything different, right? So here I am, I have this illness, so I have it. But the interesting thing was, every time I got sick, and if I got progressively worse, the pattern was I would go to the hospital. And once I got to the hospital and they treated me, I started getting better. So the belief that formed in my head at a very young age was the minute I saw a doctor or I entered the hospital, I knew and believed, oh, I'm gonna get better now.
Wow.
Never once, and that's exactly how my mom trained me to believe,
right.
Like the belief is that you're gonna be okay. It's okay, we're gonna go to the hospital, you're gonna be okay. So it was really interesting when I remember at the hospital, a bunch of doctors like all around my bed, and they were doing this experiment. They're trying to figure out why was it that they once tried to send me home early, and then I'd get home and I got sick. Like I just got worse again and they had to bring me back to the hospital.
Wow.
They couldn't figure out why was I okay in the hospital, but the minute they sent me home, I started to get worse. And they did all, and that it wasn't until years later, once I learned a little bit more about law of attraction, that, and I thought that reflected back on it. It was because of the belief I had.
Wow.
Isn't that also about living in the present as part of the law of attraction? Because we can't go back and change the past. Whatever happened in the past, happened in the past. We can't change it. And we can have a million scenarios what could happen in the future, right? So if we sit and dwell on either one of those, we can't look at the present where you're at the hospital, you have all these people that are trained, that are there to help you, to make you better, to make you feel better. And, you know, go with that as opposed to, oh, I would, last time I was here, X happened, or, right. Oh, this could happen, or that could happen, or this could, well, 6 months, I may be back here again, and you get yourself into that negative mind space again, where if you live in the present with the positivity, right, I'm going to be good, I'm going to be better.
Exactly.
They're here to help.
And the interesting thing was there, like, I didn't learn until I was an adult, and I went to see, like, there were multiple times that I had gone to the hospital where they were worried that there wasn't much to do for me, that they thought I was going to stop breathing and that I could die. But never once did anybody around me talk about the possibility of death. So I grew up never even knowing
right.
I could die from this illness. My belief was so strong that, honestly, it was such a simple thing. Is I get to the hospital, I see my doctor, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get better now. That was a thought that went into my head, and I believed it wholeheartedly.
So, Robin, let me ask this. Did somebody tell you that the doctor, like, was your belief that the doctor would make you better? So you went there with the mindset that, you know, the doctor obviously heals you.
Yeah, that was, I think that my mom had ingrained that in me as like, really, probably ever since I was, like, a toddler or something. That,
wow.
Okay, we're going to take you to the hospital, you're going to be better, you're going to be okay. And so I believed that. And for me, then that was what I learned, right? So I started to associate the doctor with healing. And I just knew anytime I saw my doctor, I knew he was going to make me better. It just,
wow.
I actually felt it inside me. I actually started to feel calm. And the healing began from the moment I saw him. It was just, it was unreal. And but the point is that it didn't stop me. I didn't miraculously get healed after that one point. The point was that I had this illness. So it carried on for years and years and years.
Yeah.
But I could have perceived it as this is a negative thing in my life, but it's not. It was my reality. My reality is it's part of who I am. I have this illness. But it didn't consume me and my thoughts in a negative way. I didn't have the negative self-talk associated. It was more that, oh, great, now I have an episode, I'm getting sick.
Right.
I caught a cold, it's like, okay, now I've got, you know, I can't breathe, but I ended up in the hospital, I'm gonna get better, I get to go home and be normal again. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was my belief behind it.
Yeah.
And but that's what I mean about the power, like, you can manifest it, is that I honestly, because sometimes they were alarmed at how, well, they couldn't figure out why I was getting better so quickly too. And now when I look back, I think it really did have a lot to do with the fact that my belief was so strong that that's what I attracted, was I manifested myself healing.
Well, absolutely, Robin. That's a fascinating story. And that is a good illustration of your belief system, right? And you're absolutely right. The law of attraction is tied to so much about our beliefs. And it's one thing to sort of, like we said, have an intention and you want to attract certain things in your life. But if you don't truly believe that it's possible, your story illustrates that perfectly. I mean, that's a lot of people who are, you know, poor. They're they have a mindset of lack, right? They grew up in a household where there was very little money. You know, maybe one of the parents didn't work, jobs were hard to come by. That's the mindset, right? So when they want to, just like your story, right? So when they want to acquire money and they want to be wealthy, the mindset is already there that they live in lack, right? So they focus on the lack, just like you focused on, you see a doctor, you're going to get better, right? So very similar. And that's a fascinating story.
Sure, you always hear the story of somebody who grew up, you know, very poor, but had the drive, and they could, you know, as a child, they were committed to, I'm going to be a millionaire, or I'm going to be rich, whatever it may be, and just had that positivity. Nobody was going to hold them back. They had that drive, set goals, if that's what it particular was, but, you know, they had this unwavering positivity, and nobody was going to drag them down. I think it's so easy today with things that are going on to be easily dragged down, and, you know, having
Absolutely.
That mindset and understanding that you need to almost reframe these negative events. You need to understand, I think, you know, Robin, tying into your medical story, you know, sometimes people do unfortunately get horrible diseases and cancers and stuff like that, and, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a 30 or 40% mortality rate with this type of cancer and so on, but you have to think, well, there's also, if there's a 40% mortality rate, there's a 60% success rate. So which part do you want to dwell on, right? And understand that not everything, all those negative things, there is positive ways to reframe it, think about it. And again, that goes to that more of an optimistic outlook.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely right, John, for sure. That's good. Wow.
John and Robin both illustrated already, is the operative word there being faith, right? You really have to have faith. The type of faith that you know that tomorrow morning it's going to be light. It may not be sunny, it may be cloudy, but you know that it is going to be light tomorrow. And that's the same way you have to feel with your belief system. You know what's going to happen. You absolutely
know Mark.
That faith, right?
Yep.
I guess the big thing, though, is if faith doesn't have to be religious either, right?
No.
We're
all
no.
different
absolutely
religions.
Not.
That's the key, yeah. Right?
Right. And when Mark says that word faith, I honestly get a little, you know, a little afraid of that, right? But it's just a belief, right? So, yeah, absolutely, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. It is actually, I know that term has been.
And of course, today, you know, being that February 2nd, the Groundhog Day, it's been a tradition that I've always watched that movie, Groundhog Day, with Bill Murray. And watching it last night has really reiterated the fact that, you know, Bill Murray at the very beginning of the movie, very, very negative for the movie. You know, it's a terrible day. I don't want to be in Pensacola. This is a terrible place to be. I hate everybody here. And as the movie progressed, his attitude changed, and he was living it each day over and over and over and over again. And
I love that movie, Mark, but I never realized he was negative. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't realize he was.
At the very beginning, very
you
negative.
You probably yeah. related to him, Chris.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Okay. Yeah,
but he did. Mark. He did not want to go there. He's like, this Pensacola is a shithole. I don't want to
be
here.
Yeah, that's right.
And then after like 3 or 4 days of repeating the same day over and over again, he started to change his attitude. Right. And he became more and more positive. And, you know, closer to the end of the movie where he was helping everybody, he was catching kids that were falling out of trees. He learned how to play the piano. He was wooing the girl that he loved. And at the end of the movie, I mean, that was what it was all about, was you need to live this day over and over again until you figure it out. Figure out that, you know, when you're positive, when you're positive and you attract these positive things to your life, you're going to get out of this day. You're going to not only get out of this day, but you're going to get out of this day with a girl that you really, really wanted to be with.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. Every day, Mark, we get an opportunity to see the positive or negative side of anything, right? So it's really about our focus to me, right? So you can choose to focus on, you know, it's negative. I don't like my job. I don't like this relationship, whatever. That's not what you want to focus on. If you focus on the negative and you see the hatred or the ugliness of what you're looking at, you're going to get more of that, right? If you can look at something else and find a positive side to it, something you do want, right? Focus on what you do want. Don't focus on what you don't want, which is exactly what is in that story by the sound of it, right?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that's interesting about that movie is that when you first start watching the movie, you can see how negative it is. You can see his negative body language and how tight and angry he is. And as he goes through this progression of of, you know, accepting things and trying to better himself and being positive and doing all these things to help people, you know, he ends up at the end, you know, smiling and much happier, and that dark cloud is sort of lifted from him.
Wow.
You know, to where he finds, I get, you know, the stories, he finds his love, right? And we always, we know those people that walk around with that, you can't see it, but that dark cloud over their head, you're like, oh yeah, I know that guy, he's always so negative, and nobody wants to be with that person,
right?
Just stay away from them. They don't bring anything to your, you know.
And the last words of the movie was like, I want to live here. And when the very beginning of the movie was like, I hate this shithole.
Perspective, right? Interesting. Exactly. That's good. Yeah.
So it is that, right? But the other thing that I find in my life, and I didn't mean to cut you off, Robin, I didn't know if you were finished talking about what you wanted to talk about, but you have to keep it at the forefront of your mind at all times, right? When you get up in the morning, you know, so many things are at the forefront of your day. You know, you have to do your chores, you have to go to work, you have to do this, you have to do that, and you forget about what you're focus is. So one of the things that I really enjoyed with Chris's book as well as his podcast is it gives you something to do on a daily basis that gives you that reminder. So you're constantly reminded of these are the things that you need to do and almost put it into your schedule. And also a couple of things that really hit home with me too is the reverberation of your body and how these vibrations will put your mind into the different sets, and to be able to listen to the types of music that puts your mind into these relaxing states, and to focus on that and to do that on a daily basis to bring your subconscious to a conscious level so that you can retrain your subconscious mind to remove the negativity that's been programmed over many, many years. So I mean, to the point where, you know, I have a daughter who's, you know, 24, 25 years old, and she's got a 2-year-old son now. And because of Chris's, you know, talks and stuff like that, I've given her things to say to her son on a daily basis, like, you're a good boy, you're a great boy, you're a smart boy. All these things that are going to program his subconscious mind at a very, very young age, so that he is not in a place where a lot of people in society today didn't have that opportunity because their parents were more negative. You know, we come from a poor background, and you're not going to be able to become a doctor, a lawyer, because, you know, but that's not the case, right? And I'm trying to, you know, teach my daughter to make sure that she raises her son with these positive affirmations on a daily basis, because at that age the mind is so so molding, and they need to have that positivity so that, you know, as they grow old they don't have to reprogram their minds like a lot of people have to today.
That's really good, Mark, and that's great to hear you doing that, for sure. And you know, we can all change our beliefs, for sure. And it just shows us, right, and what we've been talking about, how important our belief system is, right? And that's, you know, that's how I marketed my book, that, you know, change your belief system and change your life, right? And that's truly what we can do, right? And so it's great to hear these stories, right? So let me just change gears here for a sec. How are you guys coping with COVID? I mean, here we are, we're in, you know, some of the darkest times that we've lived in our sort of, you know, our time. How are you guys coping with COVID and the negativity that spins off every day from the news and that kind of thing? What are you guys doing to stay positive around that?
Well, the first thing I did, Chris, was I disconnected the TV, and I've stopped listening to the news because...
Good for you.
There is nothing but negativity out there. And every day it's like... they talk about X, Y, and Z.
But Mark, let me stop you there. Let me ask you a question. You're absolutely right, and I agree. But what do you say to someone who says you need to stay informed, right?
You do. I mean, there's more ways of staying informed than listening to the news every day, right? Well, you have to
identify that negative thinking within you. Like, we're always going to get news, or something's going to come to us, information, which may be bad. And we can't lock ourselves in a room and just not, you know, be part of it. It's, I think, whatever is in your environment, You just need to be prepared to deal with it and understand it. And again, that's understanding those negative things, that you know, what's negative talk and negative for you, and how you handle that in a more positive manner.
Yeah. No, that's good. Well,
the thing is that it's about looking at it as what the intention is. So originally, the news was created to keep us informed.
Right.
It's supposed to be factual and informative, right? It's turned into something that's very sensationalized.
I agree.
And it's very, you know, it's all about the drama and everything. Yeah. So the key thing is, keep yourself informed, but protect yourself from letting it affect your feelings. Right. So like Mark said, if the TV and watching this was bringing you down and it's just constant, you feel like you're just getting this negative messaging that's not only just like even in your conscious mind, but it goes into your subconscious mind.
Yeah.
You can read the newspaper. You can get updates, like quick updates, just to update yourself on the facts of what's happening. But you don't have to let it get to you where it affects your feelings.
Right? I agree. Yeah, I absolutely agree,
that's
Robin.
That's the key, is protecting how you feel about it, and
that's on everybody's individual level too.
It's about your reaction and your response.
Yeah. No, I agree. And you know what? I told listeners that on a show a couple of weeks ago or so. And I listen to a little bit of the news, but you know, I honestly can feel myself getting overwhelmed. Right? If we take in too much, we get overwhelmed, and you really have to listen to yourself and pay attention to what your absorption of this is. Right? And you just can't keep feeding more in there because it's going to be negative, right? So you need a little bit of information, but only so much. And we're all a little different. But yeah, that's great, guys, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we can't deny that it's not real. It's definitely real. And we need to do our due diligence to protect ourselves and protect our families. But to be drawn into that spiral of down that tube, right? But it gives us an opportunity as well to focus on other things in life, right? I didn't have the time before COVID to be able to focus on my personal development because of time constraints. You're commuting to work. Well, I don't commute to work anymore. I work from home. That gives me the opportunity to spend more time on personal development. I focus more on home activities. My wife and I are probably closer now than we were 5 years ago when we had to commute to work and that sort of thing. So you have to take all of the negativity that's around this and put a positive twist on it.
Absolutely. So you're taking what is a negative situation to a lot of people, and you're finding the positive side of it and putting a positive spin on it and benefiting from it to some degree, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
How many stories have you heard about people, you know, I never got a chance, you know, I've always wanted to do, you know, crafts, but I never got a chance to do it. But now with COVID, I'm doing it and I'm enjoying it. Right, and that's what it.
Have you guys been to like a Michael's? You know, it's a craft store here in Canada. You go to Michael's, they are sold out of everything.
Yeah, it's true.
My wife lives there.
I think most do, but okay.
I think that you guys touched on a really interesting point, because I know Faisal and I were actually talking about this a couple of days ago, about like what do you do when. You know, you're trying to stay positive, so it's kind of like the whole news and what's around you. But when other people are, you know, you'll have a positive thought about something. I think Faisal, you were using the example of like finding a parking spot, where one person is saying, "Oh, I'm going to find a spot," and the other's like, "Yeah, you're never going to find a spot here." And you know what I mean? Like, how do you counter that? That I think that's we were talking a little bit about, like, how do you protect? Faisal, why don't you share? Can you, I can't remember the example that you used.
I'm pretty sure that was your example, but no, I mean, but in terms of the whole COVID thing, I'm quite different from most of you. Like, I actually watch the news incessantly. And that's just how I am, but I don't personally get, I don't necessarily hear the negative in the news.
Yeah.
I mean, shit's happening, you know. It might happen to me, it might happen to someone I know, but at this moment, it is what it is. And
but Faisal, does it not?
Deal with it.
Does it not sort of make you start feeling negative about your life in
not
some way?
All.
No,
not one bit. I live in a tiny little apartment. I work from home all day. I don't see my family and friends as much. Like, I haven't seen any of you in a year or close to it, I think.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, like, I'm a very it is what it is type of person.
Right.
And I just deal with it. And it's, yeah, like, I don't necessarily find it negative. It's weird in that way. Like, I'm managing, and I'm managing quite well.
Like, I'm like Hazel. I find knowledge is power, right? The more I know, the better I can cope and handle with this, and the more I can make my own decision. And yeah, I'm like, I have the news on all day at work. because to me, it's fascinating and interesting, and I don't find it.
Yeah, I think it must impact people very differently, right? I think some people are more sensitive and more susceptible to it, right? So, yeah, you're absolutely right, John, Faisal, you guys are right. You can obviously, your tolerance is higher to take more news, and I'm not saying, you know, good or bad either way. I just think there's a lot of people out there going to listen to this that, you know, they are starting to think that there's a lot of negativity in the world. And I just, you know, I think we all have to try to find that positive side, right? So,
but I
totally agree with
you. And you're
saying,
Chris.
But you can't shelter yourself from the reality of the world.
Right.
No, absolutely not. But
things
what
are
Chris
happening.
Is,
and
what Chris is alluding to, that you have to find positive in every situation there is. And it brings me to a story, and I'll make it quick. Of this parents that had two daughters. One was a very positive daughter, one was a very negative daughter. And the parents at Christmas time decided to do a test. And they thought, one daughter, we're gonna give her exactly what she wants for Christmas. On the positive daughter. And the negative daughter, we're gonna give her something totally what she does not want for Christmas. So the first daughter, they go into her room and she's got this Barbie set and everything is beautiful. And she just goes on like, that Barbie has got a blue dress. You know, I hate blue. You know, that's just an ugly dress. Like, how dare you give me a Barbie set and give me this Barbie with this blue dress? It's just totally negative, right? So the parents look at each other and like, yeah, okay, exactly. You know, we did everything we possibly could to make this Christmas present to be awesome. And she found the negative in it. So they go into the next daughter's bedroom. And there is a foot and a half of horse manure. That's all that was in the bedroom, a foot and a half of horse manure. And they watched the expression on her daughter's face. And she was ecstatic. Her eyes were huge. And the parents looked at each other like, how can this kid be so excited about a pile of horse manure?
You thought she was getting a horse for Christmas, right?
And exactly. The kid said, like, with all this horse shit in here, there's got to be a pony somewhere.
yep. Absolutely, right?
Right. So it's just a good illustration of how you can make something very negative, very positive. And again, something very positive, be very negative.
Yeah, no, so guys, can I say something?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I just want to say, yeah, absolutely, Mark, you're right. But you're talking about taking a negative, turning it into a positive, which is really good. But what I want to say here is a lot of things in life, we look at things, there is a negative side and a positive side, something just like you're saying, right? So a lot of people, you need to see the negative side, understand it's there, you know, be aware of it. It's just like for me, the news, I'm aware that it's there. But I don't want to focus on it, right? I don't want to dwell on it. I don't want to start thinking about it because then it is going to draw me into that negative, right? So instead of trying to find the positive saying that, I might look to something what's positive for me, right? So maybe during COVID, instead of watching all this news and absorbing all this news, is maybe find, you know, a hobby or something else away from the news, something that draws me in that is a positive, right? So draw yourself, bring yourself to something that you want, right? So yeah, it's kind of the same thing but slightly different. So I just want to make sure that go ahead, Robin.
Sorry, Chris, two things on that. So firstly, I think what you're talking about is maybe like try to when we're trying to cope during difficult times like this, it's really important for us to try to find something that brings us joy. Because then that's the feeling that we put out there, right? So then hopefully we will start to attract more of that as well. So whether it's a hobby or whatever, something that brings you joy, makes you feel good, right? Like makes you feel something. And again, we're using the words positive and negative a lot. right? Yeah. But I think to generate those positive feelings within ourselves, because then that's what we start to get food, and then that's what we start to attract.
That's right. But a big component of this.
Basil and John actually were touching on a little bit before is one of the things when we were talking about the news, and Chris, you're asking, well, doesn't that bring you down, though, when you watch it so much? I think they kind of, without saying it, what I'm getting from that is introducing the concept of mindfulness here.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the thing is that we don't have to always see something as negative or positive. It doesn't have to be labeled as a negative thought or a positive thought. Sometimes it is just about accepting reality as it is. And I think that is what, like when Basil described how he watches the news, he literally watches it for information.
Right.
And he's not saying, this is positively impacting me or negatively impacting me. This is giving me knowledge. And this is the current state of reality that we're living in. So and that's what John was talking about too, is he likes just being informed. He likes having the knowledge, but they're not reacting to it. And that's right. The key is I think that's in the law of attraction. Remember, it's all about the feeling. The feeling is what gives power to the thought. And so we have control over those feelings. It's how we water those emotions, right?
Well, and I think you're right. I was going to get right to that point about mindfulness because, you know, we also have to be mindful of what we put out in the world as well. So like Faisal and I, we could sit down because we're kind of, you know, news junkies and want to be informed. We can sit down and we can have a discussion about all these things and it doesn't affect us because, you know, we're sharing that information and to us it's empowering. But we also have to be careful that say we're having that same conversation with Mark, for example, who doesn't want to hear all that, doesn't want the information, you know, doesn't want to, you know, get everything encapsulated in that way. We have to be mindful of other people around us as well, you know, that we're putting out the right message.
I think also, like for me, I actually also like hearing the opposing view a lot. Like I like hearing
right.
You like giving it too.
I definitely like giving it. But the reason I give it is because I'm listening to both sides. Like that's how I feel. Like I need to hear the bad stuff.
Yeah,
me too. If I don't hear the bad stuff, then I'm just avoiding all that, you know, a whole other side. Like, I mean, I know we're Canadians and what was happening in the United States for the past 4 years. I'm not gonna get political, but I understood both sides, right? And one side didn't necessarily make me feel upset about the other side. I don't know if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. I think for me, like in terms of my listen and the moment, I'm as equally, you know, positive as I am negative, in the sense of when really good things happen to me, or like beautiful things or things like that, like, you know, walking in nature, it's also just like enjoying that moment without being, you know, super excited or not. Like I always thought, like I have no affect, like I don't react to much, but it is just I just enjoy it all, you know, without
living
extremes.
In the present, right?
Yeah, I guess. And I mean, I didn't realize that's what I was doing, but essentially that's what it is.
And I guess, Robin, I just want to say here, when I talk about, you know, negative or positive, I'm kind of looking at it from the law of attraction that we, at any given time, we put out a vibration, right? So
exactly.
We either put out a negative vibration or we put out a positive vibration. And that, you're absolutely right. That ties back to feelings. And that's, you know, deeply in my book. And that's a lot of these podcasts have been around the feelings that you need to put out. So when I get a sense of something that's negative, that's kind of a negative vibration to me.
Exactly.
And that vibration is kind of, so that's why I like to use the word negative or positive, right? And not all situations am I labeling them as negative or positive. I'm sort of going on how they make me feel, right? So if I absorb a lot of the news, it tends to make me feel a little bit more negative, therefore lowering my vibration, right?
Exactly.
So when I'm trying to manifest something, I don't want those low vibrations, right? And that's why I talk about, like, for example, if someone has a job or they have a relationship that doesn't excite them, I call it negative. It's not really negative, but there's probably a negative vibration and negative
yes.
feelings associated with that. So they're going to draw more of that negative vibration and more of that negative feeling to themselves if they focus on you know, that relationship or that job, right? Whereas if they bypass that, don't spend a lot of time thinking about that situation or that job or whatever it is, and they focus on truly what it is they want to manifest into their life, right? Then they'll raise their vibration by having positive feelings around what they want, and thereby that's why I'm calling them positive. Does that kind of make sense?
100%. And Chris, I didn't mean to discount it. I just think sometimes there's also a new, I was just kind of reflecting on what they were saying, but you just brought up another two good points in there, is that the key there is the self-awareness. So you right. know for yourself that when you're taking, for you watching this, the news, we're using that as an example,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So for Faisal and John, they've stated that for them, it doesn't lower their vibration because they're not looking at, it's their perspective, it's the lens through which they're looking at it.
Right, yeah.
But for you, you know yourself well enough to know that when you're taking too much of that in, it becomes overwhelming for you and it starts to lower your vibration.
Right.
So for you, you know that the right thing to do is to reduce how much you're watching or whatever measures. Like for Mark, he knew that it was bringing him down. So he decided to
it's not the news that brings me down.
Whatever it was, right?
It's the differentiation between news channel A and news channel B. They're completely different, right?
And
so it's like, who do you believe?
Sorry, Mark. Yeah, just to, then the other thing about the vibrations is it's really important for people to understand that in your book. And it is important that people, like, I think growing up sometimes, or just in general in society, we use terms and nobody really knows, kind of pays attention to what they mean. For example, I'll make you bet everybody has in their lives at some point said, you know, they've met someone and they got a negative vibe for that person, right? Yeah. Say, oh, I got a really weird vibe from that person. That's no coincidence when they're using the word vibe. Vibe is short for vibration.
Right.
And that, what you're feeling, it's actually true.
Absolutely.
It is. We each give off a frequency.
We
all vibrate at a different frequency, right? And that is what we intuitively pick up on. So that it is, sorry, Faisal, what were you trying to say?
Oh, I just didn't know that vibe was short for vibration.
It is. That's where that comes from.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's exactly, that is where it comes from.
Yep.
Sometimes we get hung up on the terms, right? We get so fixated on the terms, like faith or like vibe. That guy's giving me a bad vibe. Oh, I hate when you say, you know, sometimes it's going to be different for everybody, but I think we all understand that feeling or whatever it may be, right? At whatever term we use, right? That person's got bad mojo or they're giving off a bad vibe or whatever. And I think a lot of this stuff, we get caught up on uncertain words and, you know, always be positive. Well, what does that mean? Right? That's what
it means. But John, it is really good to use the word vibe and vibration, which are one and the same, because the thing is, there is a frequency associated with it, right?
Yeah.
So at various frequencies have various vibrations, right? So if you look at like different hertz and megahertz and that type of thing, they all have different vibrations and frequencies. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a match. We're trying to connect to something at a higher frequency, right? To draw that to us, right? So it is really important to use these words frequency and vibration, I think, anyhow, right? So
I just want to listen to the Beach Boys now.
I'm just saying, for some people, you know, that we use these terms and they go, you know, vibe, yeah, whatever, right? You're right, it is. I mean, don't, you know, they have a particular meaning, and not to get caught just on the word, but understand where that word, what, how it's being used and where it sort of comes from, right? I agree. And yes, instead of saying, yeah, you're giving me a bad vibration, right?
Yeah,
good vibrations of the Beach Boys, right?
We've
changed it slightly. But that's,
fair enough, right? And you know what, we may not know, but like Robin said, we go into a room and someone's giving what we call a bad vibe, right? I'm not sure there's a bad vibe in here. We've all felt that, right?
Sure.
And we don't know what it is, but we just know it's not a good thing. I don't want to be around that, right? So we have to understand that we are energy beings and we are giving off frequencies and we are giving off vibrations. So it's really good to think about it that way, for sure, right? So
the good classic example is sort of the mob mentality, right? A mob of people get
sort of
all negative and all riled up, and then it seems to escalate, right? Because, and you'll hear terms like, oh, he's feeding off the crowd, or off the vibe and that sort of thing, right? And it escalates very quickly, and a lot of entertainers and comedians and so on, you know, how their act goes is how well the audience,
how they
feed off the audience, right? Feed off that vibe and frequency, right?
Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, I teach it in here that, you know, that's why we want to try to be positive. And that's what the 12 laws are about, is trying to raise your positivity, because by being more positive, you have a higher frequency, you have a higher vibration that you're putting out there into the universe, which puts you more in alignment with those positive things that you want to draw to yourself. I mean, I know that can kind of sound quirky, but if you really get down to it and you think of it from a purely energy perspective, you start to think that, you know, how does a radio station work, right? I have to go turn my dial to a frequency to bring in a certain radio station. That's a frequency, that's a vibration traveling through the air. I need to be in alignment with it. It's much the same when we're trying to manifest something.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, there's certainly definitely, like you said, that vibe when you enter a room, we've all sort of felt it at some point. So you're right. And like I said, it's also knowing who you're surrounded with, you know, if you have people that are continually negative and sort of quote unquote dragging you down, you have to sort of, you know, understand those situations and decide, you know, is that some person or something I want in smaller doses? Can I handle, what's your tolerance level?
Yeah.
And like I said, between all, you know, all of us, we all have different tolerance levels for negativity or for information, which causes negativity. So,
and you can protect yourself from that. So yeah. I know sometimes it's hard to, and we can let ourselves be influenced and affected by somebody else's energy or, you know, their attitude or whatever it is. And, you know, that vibration, and it could bring us down. But at the same time, if you have that awareness of going into a room, you can actually go into it having already protected yourself. And as well as an individual, knowing when you're feeling at a lower frequency or at just kind of feeling down, and not to try to put that on others. Like a good, just going back to the example of my childhood when I was sick, my mom never, I learned later in my adult years, once I became a lot healthier, and you know, everyone kind of surprised, sometimes they reflect, my mom has actually come out and said to me that she didn't think I was going to live she thought I was going to die before I was 20. And to hear her say that, because I was like shocked, because did I ever think that anybody, like I didn't even know that you could die from asthma or having severe asthma or whatever, you know, my condition was. But for her to actually say that, and just because I never got that from her. So even though inside she was worried and had that a little bit of doubt, she did not let it pass on to me. She wanted to make sure that I never knew that or believed that, right? So she kept that, somehow she managed to keep that to her worry and her anxiety about that to herself. And it didn't affect me. And so that's kind of the thing is, but also then meet and take it on yourself.
Yeah.
But there's two things happening there. So, but as an individual, being mindful and self-aware as to how you're feeling and what your energy and you know, what you're, the feeling that you're giving off, how that can impact others, and being able to somehow control that, as well as then protecting yourself from what you're feeling from other people as well.
Yeah, no, fascinating for sure, right? A lot to talk about here, guys, and I think we probably should wrap it up shortly here. We could probably go all night. There's so many topics to talk about, but any closing words from anybody before we kind of wrap the show up? I'm hoping to have you guys back on other shows so we can, you know, explore other topics and that kind of thing, but any closing words from you guys?
I'm just one thing that I've heard over the years is you know, no matter how often you feel that you've fallen off the horse, get back on and keep riding, because at some point in time that horse is going to get you to your destination, wherever that destination may be. So we all feel negative some days because things aren't going the way we want to, or things are not happening in the world the way we feel they should be happening. But to maintain that positive attitude and just keep moving forward, never give up, stay faithful, always have that faith and never give up. That's
good advice. Yep, good advice.
For me it'd be like, you know, live in the present and always be open to learning and listening to new things, right? Never know what's going to change you or click with you.
For me, I say just, you know, be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to take some shitty things back sometimes, right? So it's better to just shut up sometimes, right? And right?
Yeah. You can't say anything good.
That's right. Right. Exactly,
your parents used to say.
Yeah. So
pretty sure most of us have learned that.
Yeah. The hard
Robin.
One.
Yeah, exactly. Robin, any closing words from you?
No, I think you guys actually summarized that really well.
All right, guys. All right. So it's been wonderful having you guys on the show. I've really enjoyed it. Thanks for your patience, guys. And for anybody listening out there, we really appreciate it. Hope we gave you a little bit of insight into things tonight. So this was episode 24, The Gifts of the Universe. Really appreciate, you know, we're growing all the time. We're getting into more countries. The last count, I think we were listened to in about 32 different countries. So if you're enjoying this show, please subscribe. Take a look at my book available on Amazon. We really appreciate it, guys. Thanks. We'll be back next week. And like I said, I'll bring these guys back in another show. And we'll do this again. So thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.